Coronavirus Update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. In New York, the daily toll of coronavirus deaths has hit its lowest point in more than 2 weeks. Governor Andrew Cuomo says 507 people died Saturday, while hospitalizations and other medical indicators are trending downward.
We are on the other side of the plateau, and the numbers are coming down. But that's good news only compared to the terrible news that we were living with, which is that constant increase.
He and New York Mayor Bill de Blasio are warning people to stay vigilant.
The fact that we're seeing any improvement at all is because of you. Now you're facing a new test. Got to do it even more because it's going to be harder, honestly, during the nicer weather.
The latest numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University show more than 742,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the U.S., and more than 39,000 of those people have died. The Trump administration and Congress are nearing an agreement on another economic rescue package. It would include up to $450 billion to boost a small business loan program that's run out of money, along with funds for hospitals and COVID-19 testing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells ABC's This Week,
three bills in March were all bipartisan. This interim package will be two, and the businesses will have the money in a timely fashion.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.